you there. I noticed buzzards circling, something dead ahead, near the road. I do not like omens. They make me uncomfortable. Those birds made me uncomfortable. I gestured. Goblin nodded.
I'll go now, he said. Stretch it out a bit.
Right. Mergen gave him an extra 50 yards. Otto and Hagop gave Mergen additional room, but One Eye kept pressing up behind Lady and I, rising in his stirrups, trying to keep an eye on Goblin.
Got a bad feeling about that, Croaker, he said. A bad feeling.
Though Goblin raised no alarm, One Eye was right. Those doombirds did mark a bad thing. A fancy coach lay overturned beside the road. Two of its team of four had been killed in the traces, probably because of injuries. Two animals were missing. Around the coach lay the bodies of six uniformed guards and the driver, and that of one riding horse. Within the coach were a man, a woman, and two small children, all murdered.
Hagop, I said, see what you can read from the signs.
Lady, do you know these people? Do you recognize their crest? I indicated fancy work on the coach door.
The Falcon of Rail, proconsul of the Empire, but he isn't one of those. He's older and fat. They might be family.
Hagop told us.
They were headed north. The brigands overtook them.
He held up a scrap of dirty cloth. They didn't get off easy themselves. When I did not respond, he drew my attention to the scrap.
Grey boys, I mused.
Grey boys were imperial troops of the northern armies. Bit out of their territory.
Deserters, Lady said.
The dissolution has begun. Likely, I frowned. I had hoped decay would hold off till we got a running start.
Lady mused. 3 months ago, traveling the Empire was safe for a virgin alone.
She exaggerated, but not much. Before the struggle in the Barrowland consumed them, great powers called the Taken watched over the provinces and requited unlicensed wickedness swiftly and ferociously. Still, in any land or time, there are those brave or fool enough to test the limits, and others eager to follow their example. That process was accelerating in an empire bereft of its cementing horrors. I hoped their passing had not yet become a general suspicion. My plans depended on the assumption of old guises.
"Shall we start digging?" Otto asked.
"In a minute," I said. "How long ago did it happen, Hagop?"
"Couple of hours."
"And nobody's been along?"
"Oh, yeah, but they just went around."
"Must be a nice bunch of bandits," One Eye mused, "if they can get away with leaving bodies laying around."
"Maybe they're supposed to be seen," I said. "Could be they're trying to carve out their own barony."
"Likely," Lady said. "Ride carefully, Croaker."
I raised an eyebrow.
"I don't want to lose you."
One Eye cackled. I reddened. But it was good to see some life in her. We buried the bodies but left the coach. Civilized obligation fulfilled, we resumed our journey. 2 hours later, Goblin came riding back. Mergen stationed himself where he could be seen on a curve. We were in a forest now, but the road was in good repair, with the woods cleared back from its sides. It was a road upgraded for military traffic. Goblin said,